This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 423 for Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are mostly stronger Tuesday morning, recovering from earlier declines as gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provide support. Canola up 440 in the most active November contract at $776 per ton. The old crop July, though, it's a bit lower, down 490 at 877.50, as the old new crop spreads see some tightening. Ongoing North American weather concerns remain a supportive influence, although Canadian forecasts have moderated somewhat this week, with rain expected in the eastern prairies, and Alberta already seeing some welcome precipitation. The Canadian dollar, it's a bit softer in early trade, and that's providing some underlying support as well. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with hot and dry weather for much of the corn belt behind the strength there. Soybeans up 21 cents in the November contract at $14.61 per bushel. The USDA released its first condition ratings of the year for the U.S. soybean crop after yesterday's close, pegging it at 67% good to excellent. That was slightly below trade expectations. Seeding was nearing completion, but still behind expectations, with 10% of intended soybean acres still left to go in the ground. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will be released on Thursday, and pre-report positioning should account for some activity the next 2 days. Corn, it is up as hot and dry weather cut into condition ratings. The September contract up 11 cents at $6.32 per bushel. U.S. corn was rated 72% good to excellent on the week. That's a drop of 4 points and below average trade guesses. Wheat, it is mixed with small losses in Minneapolis spring wheat and gains in the winter wheats. September spring wheat down 3 cents at $7.85 per bushel. Kansas City up 14 cents in September at $6.52 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 12 cents in September at $6.98 per bushel. U.S. spring wheat condition ratings dropped to 38% good to excellent. That's a 5-point decline from the previous week. But forecasts are now calling for some much-needed rain in parts of North Dakota. Meanwhile, winter wheat condition ratings were up 2 points at 50% good to excellent. The harvest is just getting started at 2% done. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.